Thank you, Cody. Good morning. I welcome all of you here in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am very thankful to see all of you here this morning. There's many of you that I know, some of you that I've never seen before. And to all of those of you who are watching online, good morning and thank you for tuning in. This morning, downstairs, I preached a sermon to the Akwesasne, New York local. Here today, I'm going to preach to you again. It will not be the same sermon. I have been in discussion with my brothers, and I have been in constant prayer for the past 2 months, 2.5 months, about this day. God has shown me things that I had never seen before, and he's shown me things in the scriptures that I had never understood before. That was on May 10th, and I have been praying about it ever since. But this morning, I'm going to start my reading in the book of Moroni. I'm going to start at chapter 6. This is on page 762. And now I speak concerning baptism. Behold, elders, priests, and teachers were baptized, and they were not baptized, save they brought forth fruit, meat that they were worthy of it. Neither did they receive any unto baptism, save they came forth with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and witnessed unto the church that they truly repented of all their sins. And none were received unto baptism, save they took upon them the name of Christ, having a determination to serve him unto the end. And after that they had been received unto baptism, and were wrought and cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost, they were numbered among the people of the Church of Christ. And their names were taken, that they might be remembered and nourished by the good word of God, to keep them in the right way, to keep them continually watchful unto prayer, relying alone upon the merits of Christ, who was the author and finisher of their faith. And the church did meet together oft, to fast and to pray, and to speak one with another concerning the welfare of their souls. That's why I'm up here this morning, to talk to you and myself about the welfare of our souls, to lift you up. I am here to encourage you, and I'm here praying for you. And they were strict to observe that there should be no iniquity among them. And whoso was found to commit iniquity, and three witnesses of the church did condemn them before the elders. And if they did, and if they repented not and confessed not, their names were blotted out, and they were not numbered among the people of Christ. But as oft as they repented and sought forgiveness with real intent, they were forgiven. And yeah, God is willing to forgive us of almost any sin. There's only one that he will not forgive us for. And that's after that you have received the Holy Ghost. If you deny that you received the Holy Ghost, and you turn against all of these things, he cannot forgive you of that. Verse 9. And their meetings were conducted by the church after the manner of the workings of the Spirit and by the power of the Holy Ghost. For as the power of the Holy Ghost led them whether to preach or exhort or to pray or to supplicate or to sing, even so it was done. I have invited a whole bunch of you to be here this morning. Some of you have never ever been here for a sermon. Some of you haven't been here for quite some time. But I invited all of you to be here this morning that I talked to. I love you all very much. There are things that God has shown me that are going to affect every single person in this room and every single person on this planet. I have prayed about this. I have spent many nights tossing and turning in my bed. And this morning, I feel led that I will obey the Holy Spirit. At this time, I want you to understand how this all transpired. After I was told by God these things that's going to come, the very next day was a Sunday. I was told on May 10th. I had shown my family these things, talked to them about it. And the next morning when I got up and came to church, I talked to David Rudd, told him about it. And I asked him to pray over it, that God would guide us and give us wisdom of what he wants us to do with this. And so we prayed, I prayed, and I've been praying. I started praying Saturday night. My whole life has changed in the way that I look at life and what's going on in the world because of it. I have let the ministry know what God showed me, and they have sent out a letter, the Council of Apostles has sent out a letter to all the ministry of the church, and they are all praying about this, okay? Because I feel led this morning by the Holy Spirit, I am not going to disclose to you what he told me. There is a large audience right here that is getting ready to go to camp. And I do not feel that it is wise for me to lay this burden on them. So I'm not going to tell you this morning what he told me. I want you to understand, I was called, like everyone else, to be a minister for Christ. It wasn't the same calling that everybody else receives. I was called to be a priest. Some people are called to be teachers, priests, elders, apostles, what have you. The ministry of the Church of Christ. And I feel responsible. I have always felt responsible to you and to God that I would preach and teach faith, repentance, and baptism unto his people, and that I would be led by the Holy Spirit when I stand up here. I have talked with David quite a bit about this. I've talked with some of the apostles about this and some of the rest of the ministry about this. We are all praying over this, and we are asking God for guidance. Those of you who are here specifically this morning, because I invited you to hear this, I apologize, but at this time, I will not be telling you what he told me. Now, any of you who want to know individually, you can call me. I will meet with you anywhere, anytime. I will talk to you over the phone about it. I will guide you through it step by step. That's if you want me to. Again, I apologize that I invited you here specifically to tell you what God showed me. But because of my prayers this morning, I will not do that today. I am sorry for having misled you in coming here. I hope that you can find it in your hearts to forgive me. But I will not place this burden on this congregation today. I want you to all enjoy this day. I want you all to go to camp and have the time of your lives. I'm praying for all of you. I have one specific person that I was given to pray for, and I've been praying for that person, as well as many other people in this congregation are doing the same thing. Okay? So you go, you have camp, you praise God, and you enjoy your life this week. Okay? God bless you all. I love you. And thank you for being here.
Brother Sean read to us from the book of Moroni, and he was talking about the Spirit leading and guiding our service. He read that the church did meet together oft to fast and to pray and to speak one another concerning the welfare of their souls. And I know that this leading of the Spirit and the opportunity that we have to meet here for whatever time has been given is of the utmost importance. And that to follow the leading of the Spirit and what is best for us in the congregation according to His will is something that I would like to follow. And I think it's best that we go ahead and close our service at this time.
Coach.
Yeah.
I want to say one more thing.
All right, go ahead.
I want you all to understand, I did not come by this decision lightly today. I've been praying over it. I've been praying over it this morning. When I told David that I had a sermon ready, neither he nor I realized that the day that we chose would be the day of the commencement of team camp. And also, when Brandon Tarbell of Akwesasne, New York, asked me to preach today, I had no idea that it was going to be team camp. But I said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I can do both, one downstairs and one upstairs. So it was error in judgment on my part on not realizing what the day was today. So that I apologize for. But I do feel that after the ministry has had a chance to discuss this together, that I will be presenting this to you. Okay? So, thank you.
I'm going to ask, Kate, thank you. I'm going to ask that we close at this time. And this is going to give us an opportunity I know that the food is not here yet. It's on its way. If we can give everyone downstairs an opportunity to get things set up for the campers that will be eating. And I'll go ahead and go through these announcements again. We're going to close with hymn number 237. That's 237. So if we could stay out of the dining hall until the food is ready, we'll go ahead and make an announcement when that is ready. But we're going to go ahead and close with 237. Just a reminder, please, if you're here, please bring desserts pre-cut for starting Saturday for the Missouri reunion. There is a sign-up sheet in the back. Please make sure we get an accurate headcount for that dinner Saturday night. And pizza and salad will be available for the campers downstairs when we close, when it gets here. And the bus will be arriving at 12:30, with scheduled to depart at 1 p.m. Am I missing any announcements? The trailer's outside. You can go ahead and load your luggage into that trailer, and it'll be available for that. Thank you, Kate. All right, let's stand and close with hymn number 237, please.